going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't Conquer Carson is sponsored by Subaru. Love springing a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Courtney from Norton.
Hey, what's up, Courtney?
Yo, Carson, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right, let's do it.
Courtney, can you please kick Carson out of the studio so we can get started?
Go on, Carson, get.
Good luck, Courtney.
Thank you, Carson. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you are going to win $100. He is sauntering over to the soundproof studio right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. Question number one. The Rolling Stones are releasing a new song with only Creole French lyrics. Who is the lead singer of the Stones that Maroon 5 even has a song name dropping?
Mick Jagger.
That sounded like a different voice, Courtney.
No. That your was voice. My voice.
Who was that?
My stepdad.
Hey, question number two. Patrick Stump turns 41 this weekend. He's the lead singer of this band with songs like Sugar We're Going Down and Centuries.
That Sugar Going Down. Yeah, I know that one.
Where's your stepdad at now?
No, I know. Fallout Boy.
Pedro Pascal is not happy that J.K. Rowling celebrated a British Supreme Court ruling that trans women are not legally women. He called it, quote, heinous loser behavior. Which HBO show does Pedro Pascal star on?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. Despacito by Luis Fonsi is the most viewed music video on YouTube with 8.7 billion views. It's followed by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again, with 6.6 billion. See You Again was a song written for which deceased celebrity?
That one I don't know.
Okay, and question number five. Channing Tatum turns 45 this weekend. Tatum was married to Jenna Dewan for 12 years and even share a child together before divorcing in 2019. They met on the set of this 2006 movie they both starred in. Can you name it?
Step Up.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! There you go. Quick feet.
I move quicker this
time. Takes long strides.
Sorry, Dan. Long day yesterday at the Red Sox game.
Oh, I know. I went out after that, too. I'm exhausted.
So much food.
Free food. I ate more than... I went home feeling like I was going to explode.
I know. I haven't eaten since.
Carson, welcome back. Courtney from Norton. She got 3 out of 5, correct?
Nice job, Courtney.
Norton. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
From Norton.
Norton.
I'm from Norton.
No, I'm quoting an old Eddie Murphy comedy bit. Norton, come on over here. No, that's old.
Showing your age.
Yes. Move on.
Question one. The Rolling Stones are releasing a new song with only Creole French lyrics. Oh. Who is the lead singer of the Stones that Maroon 5 even has a song name dropping?
That would be Mick Jagger. Moves Like Jagger.
Got the Moves Like Jagger. 1-1. Patrick Stump turns 41 this weekend. He's the lead singer of this band with songs like Sugar We're Going Down and Centuries.
Oh, I thought you were going to play a hook or something. Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
Sorry.
2-2. Question number three. I thought you were buffering there for a second.
No. I was waiting for you to like play a hook of one of the songs. So, no, we're good.
Pedro Pascal is not happy that J.K. Rowling celebrated a British Supreme Court's ruling that trans women are not legally women. He called it, quote, heinous loser behavior.
Okay.
Which HBO show does Pedro Pascal star on?
Oh, that's a... The End of Us?
You're so close. The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. Okay.
2-2. Going to question number four. Despacito by Luis Fonsi is the most viewed music video on YouTube with over 8.7 billion views with a B. Billion.
Yeah, I watch it like once a month.
It's followed by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again with 6.6 billion.
Okay.
See You Again was a song that was written for which deceased celebrity?
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker is correct, and then they go in opposite directions in the car at the end of Fury 7.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, question number five. Channing Tatum turns 45 this weekend. Tatum was married to Jenna Dewan for 12 years, and they even share a child together before they divorced in 2019.
Okay.
They met on the set of this 2006 movie they both starred in. Can you name it?
Oh, yo, I don't get a clip.
No, they met on the set of this 2006 movie.
Oh.
They both starred in. Can you name it?
Yeah, that's the one with the dancers, right?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
What is that ridiculous movie called? I remember I can't remember the name of the movie right now.
Step Up.
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of.
You were probably thinking of You Got Served.
No, wasn't there one where he was a stripper?
That's Magic Mike.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. No, that was not 2006. He was dancing in that, but this is a different type of dancing.
All right.
3-3. Carson, tie goes to the runner. You get the win.
Oh, that was close, Courtney. You did really well.
Yeah, you did too.
Thank you.
She got an assist on Mick Jagger from her stepdad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, keep your nose out of our game.
Hey.
I kid.
Courtney, is there anything you would like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yes. My name is Courtney, and I'm from Norton, and I may not be able to beat you, but at least I can tie you, Carson.
Nice job.
Norton!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's where I would go to learn more. Carson, say hello to Karen from Wayne.
Karen.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carson.
Karen's not alone. She has backup with her.
Okay.
She has her son and granddaughter in the car.
All right. What are their names?
Liam and Avia.
Good morning, Liam and Avia.
Good morning.
Oh, I was expecting little kids. That caught me off guard. Liam is a whole ass man.
Who says son and granddaughter? I hope he was a man.
I am a girl man.
Karen, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Karen.
Thank you, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We're going to give you $100 because we like to and it's not our money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Billy Ray Cyrus revealed his new girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, reached out when he was, quote, knocked down. Billy Ray starred on a very popular Disney Channel show with his daughter, Miley. What was it called?
Hannah Montana.
Question number two. 23 years ago today, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC died in a car accident in Honduras. She was only 30. In the opening line to TLC's hit song, No Scrubs, they sing this. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly and is also known as a blank.
Buster.
Oh, let's go, Karen. Question number three. The trailer for the new action flick Fountain of Youth starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman just dropped. Who is John Krasinski married to?
Oh, Emily Blunt?
Yeah, question
is that her name?
Question number four.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion has dropped a new single called Whenever. Meg collaborated with Maroon 5 on a hit record back in 2021. Take a listen to her verse and then name the song.
Did me wrong because I let you. Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming. Lose it, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you want to lie and then get mad? I don't believe it.
You know that, guys. I'm going to need your help on that.
I don't know.
Wait,
I have to change it.
What's the song?
We don't know. Pass.
All right. Question number five. I'm glad that little powwow there happened. That was cute. Question number five. The Patriots selected left tackle Will Campbell with the fourth overall pick in the draft last night. Will is from Louisiana, and he played at LSU. What is the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Let's go. She's a genius. Let's get Carson back in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see if you're in trouble or not.
It sounds like I can tell by the look in your eye, Dan, they got 5 out of 5, didn't they?
They did not get 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
But they did get 4 out of 5.
All right. Very well done, Karen and Liam and the whole crew there.
It was a team effort.
Okay.
All three of them got one.
Yeah. Oh, that's not fair. All right.
Ready? Question number one.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus revealed his new girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, reached out when he was, quote, knocked down. Billy Ray starred in a very popular Disney Channel show with his daughter. What is it?
Hannah Montana.
1-1. 23 years ago today, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC died in a car accident in Honduras. She was only 30.
Okay.
In the opening line to TLC's hit, No Scrubs, they sing this. A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a blank.
As a buster.
Busta, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I didn't want to say Busta.
2-2. Question number three. The trailer for the new action flick Fountain of Youth starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman just dropped. Who is John Krasinski married to?
Emily Blunt.
That is correct. 3-3.
Do you remember the song No Pigeons that came out?
The response.
After No Scrubs?
Not nearly as good.
No.
Question number four. Meg Thee Stallion has dropped a new single called Whenever. Meg collaborated with Maroon 5 on a hit record back in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen to her verse from the song and then name it.
Okay.
Did me wrong because I let you. Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming.
Lose
it, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you want to lie? Did you mad? I don't believe it.
And what do you need again?
The song title.
Song title. That is... I like the video, too, because they're like on a camera thing, 360, and then celebrities are going in and out. And it's girls. Wait, let me finish. It's girls... girls like you. I wrote it down, Pam.
That's Cardi B. This is Beautiful Mistakes.
Oh, boo.
All right. 3-3, going into question number 4.
Wow.
Which Karen's granddaughter... answer correctly.
Okay.
Karen, how old is your granddaughter?
Avia is 10.
Avia. Okay. Smart girl. Question 5. The Patriots selected left tackle Will Campbell with the 4th overall pick in the draft last night.
Okay.
Will is from Louisiana and he played at LSU.
Okay.
What is the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Ah, you got it.
Let's go, Avia.
I thought I had you.
Smart people unite.
Oh, Carson pulls it out 4-4.
Wow, you thought I was going to say New Orleans, didn't you, Dan?
I did. I was hoping.
Yeah.
Nope. For the plot, I was hoping.
I honestly didn't know. It was a guess. But I just felt like because it was the last question that it had to be.
It couldn't have been that easy.
Right.
Well, Karen, unfortunately, we cannot give you the 100
bucks. I can't believe I got that girls like you wrong.
But
oh, my God.
We do appreciate all three of you calling in and playing.
Yes,
it was awesome.
Thank you.
We had a ball. Well, we are Karen, Liam, and Avia, and we can't conquer Carson.
Save that clip.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring and a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Mike from East Bridgewater.
Hey, good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
It's a big game. Mike here has beat Kennedy before.
Oh, okay.
And he's ace Danny.
Oh, wow.
And now he's coming for your neck.
The trifecta. He's trying to kill off the entire family.
Carson hasn't lost today yet, Mike.
Oh, why would you say that?
So he's due.
You don't talk about the streak in the middle of the streak.
I mean, it's two games. It's not like you're in the ninth inning of a no-hitter.
Boy, it's great to have friends around here.
Mike, can you kick Carson out of the studio while he goes and thinks about you beating him for the next 3 minutes?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Mike.
Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, you are going to win $100. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, let's do it. Question one. Comedian Kevin James turned 60 years old this weekend. He played Doug Heffernan on which hit sitcom?
King of Queens.
Sophie Turner sparked breakup rumors after unfollowing her boyfriend on Instagram. Which singer did Sophie Turner divorce from in 2023?
Oh, it's a Jonas brother. Let's go with Joe Jonas.
Benny Blanco did a prom-themed photo shoot with his fiancée, Selena Gomez, and she never got to go as a teenager. Selena Gomez got her first acting gig at the age of 10 years old when she got a recurring role on Barney. Mike, I'm going to need you to finish Barney's most well-known song.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Won't you say you love me too?
Excellent delivery. I appreciate you. Question number
four. Problem.
Timothy Chalamet visited his old high school and spoke to the kids. Chalamet just played which musician in the biopic A Complete Unknown?
Bob Dylan.
And question number five. Camila Cabello trolled Katy Perry by posting a TikTok with her upcoming tour dates and captioning it, "Didn't have the budget to fly to space to promote my tour dates, so I made this TikTok instead." What was the name of Jeff Bezos' private space flight company that took Katy to space?
SpaceX.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Mike, how do you think you did?
I'm hoping I think four.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank
Mike
you.
From East Bridgewater, who has defeated Kennedy before and is now coming for you.
Yeah.
He got 4 out of 5 correct.
4 out of 5. Nice work. Nice work,
thank
Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike,
are you ready?
Mike, I can't help it. Mike.
You won't be the first person. You won't be the last.
Question number one.
Yes.
Comedian Kevin James turned 60 years old this weekend. He played Doug Heffernan on which hit sitcom?
What's his name again?
Kevin James?
I actually don't remember the name of that sitcom. Hang on, give me a second. Better Call Saul. No, I'm kidding.
You're stalling.
I am stalling. I'm just trying to let my brain, like, disconnect for a moment.
This is where the normal host of the show would go, I need an answer.
Everybody Loves Raymond? No. I'm kidding. Seinfeld? No. MASH? No. I Love Lucy? No. Kevin James?
Sorry, we need an
who's
answer.
Who's a UPS driver?
Question number two.
You never told me the answer.
It's King of Queens.
King of Queens. Oh.
All right, question number two. Sophie Turner sparked breakup rumors after unfollowing her boyfriend on Instagram. Which singer did Sophie Turner divorce from in 2023?
Joe Jonas.
Hey!
Oh, wrong
one. That was
one.
Weird.
Is that a buzz?
No, that's a ding.
Oh, I got it right?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I'm still in it.
Hold on, I lost my ding.
That's what she said.
2-1, question number three. Benny Blanco did a prom-themed photo shoot with his fiancée, Selena Gomez, since yes. She never got to go as a teenager.
Oh, that's sweet.
Selena Gomez got her first acting gig at the age of 10 years old when she got a recurring role on Barney.
Yes.
Finish Barney's most well-known song.
Oh, boy.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Won't you say you love me? Won't you say you love me too? No, that's not it. Don't you know I love you too?
Which one of those are you going with?
The second one. It was the first.
It was the first one.
Won't you say you love me too? Yeah. You tricked me.
I did it.
You
I just
did. You looked
here.
At me. You look. You gave me that look.
I was just looking.
I am filing a.
You're in your own head, sir.
I'm filing a petition to have this overturned.
3-1. Question number four.
Oh my God.
Timothy Chalamet visited his old high school and spoke to the kids. Chalamet just played which musician in the biopic A Complete Unknown?
I think that's Bob Dylan.
There you go. 4-2. Question number five. Camila Cabello trolled Katy Perry by posting a TikTok with her upcoming tour dates and captioning it, "Didn't have the budget to fly to space to promote my tour dates, so I made this TikTok instead."
Funny.
What was the name of Jeff Bezos' private space flight company that took Katy to space?
Is it Blue Origin?
It is Blue Origin. But a little too late and a little too little. 4-3.
It's your fault. You mentioned the streak in the middle of the streak. You never mentioned the streak.
Is two games a streak?
For me.
Fair enough. I'm not going to hate. Mike, congratulations. You've now beat Kennedy, Ace Danny, and Conker Carson.
Wow. We might have to
How are we feeling?
Feeling pretty good now. But I agree with Carson. You can't talk about a no-hitter in the middle of a no-hitter.
Thank you.
I'm going to shut your mic off.
Oh! By the way, a text from the 508 Carson. What does Cisco mean? It's the name of a beer. It's also the name of a beach on Nantucket. Mm-hmm. And that's why we picked it for our dog, because we like both of those.
But it is also a singer who did the thong song.
Which is S-I-S-Q-O or something like that. Anyway.
Carson, what would you like to say to Mike, the undefeated trivia master?
Also another text that said, Carson gets way too much time. He stalls way too much.
He does stall a lot, but it's hard. It's his show. What do you want me to do?
My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Mike.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.